today. Oh, it's the most sacred and wonderful day. Just absolutely glorious, glorious day of that most merciful of all merciful personalities, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Yes, it's really amazing that people like ourselves have managed to receive the shelter of such a person as Lord Nityananda. And for this session, this morning, we will read some verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, glorifying Lord Nityananda. If time permits, we will explain some things, some pastimes, his appearance, his position. Well, his position we'll probably read about more. But yes, we'll try to describe some of the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. First of all, let me offer some prayers. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Kacharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachyade Shatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakapatrulubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha, patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Gopremanande. So, we will read, first of all, a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Chapter 5, which is titled, The Glories of Lord Nityananda. So, we'll read a few verses from the beginning of the chapter. We'll read verses 1 and 2. Anyway, we'll read a few verses. Yes, and then go into things a little more deeply. So this is Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Chapter 5, Verse 1. Vande Nantad Bhuteshvaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishvaram Yas Yechaya Tatswarupam Agye napi nirupyate. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. That, devotees, that is a blessing for us. Excuse me, but it's true. It's just true. Yes. So we carry on. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now we'll skip verse 3 But I'll read verse 4 and then verse 5 and one or two others. Sarva avatari Krishna swayam Bhagavan tanhara dutiya deha Shri Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Tanhara dvitiya deha, the verse says. Ekai swarupa donhe bina matra kaya aja kaya vyuha Krishna lilara sahaya. These two, Krishna and Balaram, these two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Se Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra Seya Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Sankarsana kara toyashai garbodashai cha payodisa shai sheshas chiyas yangsa kalasa nitya nandakya rama sharanam namastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsan, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garba ocean, an ocean of milk, are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Yes, so I think what we'll do actually, we will talk a little bit now about the appearance of Lord Nityananda. This is more based actually on Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then we'll come back to Chaitanya Charitamrita, time permitting. We'll come back and read some of the verses also in the fifth chapter of Adi Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, some of the verses towards the end of the chapter in which is described in just very beautiful and very amazing ways how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, received the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the mercy and the order of Lord Nityananda. It's very special. So we'll go on to that in due course. But for the time being, let us read, or not read so much, but just explain the story of the appearance of Lord Nityananda. So, Lord Nityananda appeared in a different area of Bengal to the area which is so closely associated with Lord Chaitanya. When we talk about Lord Chaitanya, of course he went to Jagannath Puri and he stayed there for quite some time, but still Lord Chaitanya is known as Navadweep Chandra, Mayapur Chandra. He is so intimately connected with the Navadweep Mayapur area. You don't really, I don't think I've heard Lord Chaitanya glorified as Jagannath Puri Chandra or something. That's Jagannath Puri is for Jagannath. Although, of course, Lord Chaitanya was there for a substantial time. But he is Navadweep Chandra. He is Mayapur Chandra. That's who he is. His association with the Navadweep Mayapur area is just such an essential and intrinsic part of his identity. Lord Chaitanya, that is. Here we're talking about Lord Nityananda. He appeared in a different area. The village is called Ekachakra, and Ekachakra is in an area or a district which is called Radha, interestingly enough. The Radha district. I've not really heard of that Radha district being particularly connected with Radha, Srimati Radharani. It is known as the area of Bengal where the Ganges does not flow. And those of you who have been there, you would have noticed there's no river anywhere near. There's a sort of a little river in the middle of the village. It's, but I don't know what the story is behind it. They call it the Yamuna, but it doesn't flow. It's just there's some water following a sort of a track, but it doesn't move. Anyway, so it's a dry area. Lord Nityananda appeared there as the son of Hadai Pandit, and Hadai Pandit's wife was Padmavati. And they were very wonderful, very pious, and very dedicated devotees. Hadai Pandit was certainly at least one of the leaders, if not the actual leader, but at least one of the leaders of the Vaishnav community in Ekachakra. If you've been to Ekachakra, you would know it's an interesting area. There's quite a number. It's not a big area. It's nothing like Navadweep. It's nothing like Vrindavan town. But there are numerous sacred places there connected with Lord Nityananda, but also connected with the Pandavas. The Pandavas lived in Ekachakra for some time. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, on the order of Sri Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda appeared in Ekachakra as the son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi. So, from his early childhood, Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Nityananda had a serene disposition and was highly intelligent. In fact, it's described here. Just let me read this. It's nice. Hadai Pandit. Well, Padmavati gave birth to a beautiful child on an auspicious day, and the religious-minded ladies of the village came to see the child and bless him. Each gave a different opinion of the child. One woman questioned whether the child was actually a boy or a doll made of golden butter. Nityananda also has a golden colored body. He also has not only Lord Chaitanya, but, well, anyway, when we read what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says about his dream of Lord Nityananda in the fifth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Nityananda is described there as having a blackish body. Anyway, Haribol, but here it's very clearly described. Is he really a boy or a doll made of golden butter? One woman commented that she had never seen a child who could cool both the eyes and the heart. Every day a crowd gathered at the house of Hari Oja. Oja is a Brahmin surname, basically. Certain status of Brahmin. So they gathered there, and for the well-being of his son, Hari Oja would distribute money to needy people and perform other types of charitable activities. Nityananda grew like the waxing moon and remained the center of pleasure for his parents. His mother loved him so much that she never put him down from her lap. At the time of his name-giving ceremony, someone suggested the name Rama, and someone else suggested the name Nityananda for the child. When he was old enough to crawl on the ground, people spontaneously called him Nitai and wanted to hold him on their laps. People were enchanted by his sweet smile and his tiny teeth, which looked like drops of milk. Nityananda became the center of life for the people of Eka Chakra. So there's descriptions of his childhood, and childhood means up to 12. Yes. And it's very, the descriptions are very amazing, very wonderful. It's described that as a young boy, you know, not just a little baby, but now he's sort of, you could say, something like school age or something of that sort. So Nityananda became the leader of the boys who were of similar ages in Eka Chakra. And every day, I don't know about the schooling, but every day they would gather with Nityananda. Maybe it was after school. But every day, all the boys of his age would gather with Nityananda. And they would do a very special program. Every day, they would reenact in the form of dramas different pastimes of Krishna. Sometimes Lord Ram, but more Krishna in Vrindavan. So they're beautiful descriptions that the children got together, formed a divine council. Someone took the role of Lord Brahma. Someone took the role of Mother Earth. And they submitted a petition to Shira Dakshai Vishnu. Yes. And a certain young boy, unseen by others, called out in a loud voice, "I shall appear in Gokula, Vrindavan." Yes. So they really, Nityananda organized these dramas. Some evenings, he gathered his young friends and they enacted the pastime of the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki and the encounter with Kamsa on the chariot. Then another time, closing all the doors and windows of a room, they enacted the birth of Lord Krishna. Then they carried Krishna across the Yamuna, because they have the Yamuna there. It's sort of very small, but they call it Yamuna. Yeah. And so they carried the child across the Yamuna and exchanged him for the girl child of Yashoda. And in this way they tricked the evil Kamsa. Nityananda one time dressed a boy as Putana and had someone climb on her breast and suck her milk. One time they built a cart and did the Shakatasura pastime. Then there was Vatsasura, Bakasura, Agasura, and all these demons. Every day, these pastimes went on for a few years. And they're just small boys. They're not anywhere near being adults at all. Just young boys. And the adults sometimes would come and see the dramas, and the adults would question Nityananda, how do you know these pastimes? How do you know all these things? And Nityananda would simply reply, these are all my transcendental pastimes. But no one could understand. One time he made snakes, just like Kaliya, out of reeds at one kund. That kund is still there. We went there. Well, not long ago, yeah. We went there. It's a very nice kund, right out in the middle of nowhere. Beautiful kund. And there, the boys jumped into the water and fell unconscious, and Lord Nityananda took the part of Krishna and revived them all. One day they went to a forest of tal trees and Nityananda killed Dainakasura. So they did all these pastimes on and on and on until finally one day they did a pastime of Lord Ram and Lakshman, and Lord Nityananda played the role of Lakshman. Are you all okay? Lord Nityananda played the role of Lakshman, and it was quite a long drama, and village people gathered and they were amazed. How does Nityananda play the role of Lakshman so nicely? Little did they know that previously he was Lakshman. So during that drama, Ravana strikes Lakshman with the Shakti Shila weapon. In the drama, You know what they used? Do you know what they used? Just trying to keep you awake. They used a lotus flower, yes, as the Shakti Shila weapon, and knocked Lakshman, Lord Nityananda, knocked Nittai unconscious. And now Nittai is just flat out on the ground on his back and completely unconscious. So the pastime unfolds from that point. But the boys in the drama, seeing Nittai unconscious and hardly breathing, they became anxious and they thought, we better just wake him up because it doesn't look so good. And villagers were there watching, and anxiety spread. And the boys tried to revive Nittai, but he would not revive. He remained in a state of like deep unconsciousness, and even his breathing was very slow. So a panic set in, and Hadai Pandit and Padmavati were not there. They were back at home. But someone ran and got them, and they came running over, and they tried to revive Nittai, but they couldn't revive him. Then one village man stepped forward and he said, "You know, I think I know what to do here. I think I know. What you must do is Hanuman must go off to the Himalaya mountains and bring the Gandhamadana mountain from there, or bring the Sanjeevani herbs. And in this way, when he puts them those herbs under the nose of Nittai, of Lakshman, he'll be revived." And then the boys remembered, "Oh yes, that's what we're meant to do in the drama." Because poor Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, they were just beside themselves. So Hanuman went flying off, and he couldn't find, as you know the story, he couldn't find the Sanjeevani herbs. So he just brought the whole mountain, and then it placed the herbs under the nose. And it's a whole story in the drama of how Hanuman is flying and he meets different people and he fights with different demons. It's the whole story. It was all enacted. But then anyway, he came back, placed the herbs under Nittai's nose, and Nittai immediately was awakened. And everyone breathed a sigh of relief. So like this, the pastimes, the childhood pastimes of Lord Nityananda, they went on. They went on. So then, however, a very special thing happened. One time when Lord Nityananda was 12 years old, one traveling mendicant visited Ekachakra and stayed there for some days. He stayed there for some days in the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. And he was a very nice devotee, and they looked after him, because Hadai Pandit is like the head or one of the heads of the Brahmin community in Ekachakra. So when special guests would come, they might stay at their place. So this devotee did stay there for some time, for some days. Yes. And then, towards the end, of his stay, or even right at the end of his stay, that traveling mendicant approached Hari Pandit. And do you know what the traveling mendicant asked Hari Pandit? You know. You sure you know? You know. Well, all right. Let's see if you know or not. I'll tell you. You know. So he said, you know, I've stayed with you for a while. Thank you so much for the hospitality. I appreciate it so much. Now I've got to move on, because that's my life, traveling from sacred place to sacred place. I just have one request of you. Just one request. If I ask you for something, will you give it to me? Will you give it to me? And Hari Pandit said, of course. Of course. Just ask for anything, and I'll give it to you. And the Brahmin traveling devotee said, anything? Are you sure you'll give me anything? And Hari Pandit said, anything within my power, I'll give. So the devotee said, you know, when I travel, I'm just traveling alone, and I have no one to help me to cook, to wash my clothes, and other different things that need to be done from time to time. I need an assistant. So please, I want you to give me Nityananda to travel with me as an assistant. Oh, when he made that request, oh my gosh, it was just too devastating. And Hari Pandit and Padmavati, they tried, they agreed, they tried to just act like it's all right, but they couldn't. They simply cried and called out the name Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda. What name did they call out?
Nityananda!
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 Their profuse tears melted hard stones. So off went Nityananda with this traveling devotee. Off they went, never to return. I think never to return. Yes. So then the villagers gathered. And there's quite a description given here. Quite a description. When the sannyasi left with Nittai, Hari Pandit fell on the ground unconscious, and his wife dropped, just like a dead body. Even the villagers of Ekachakra became half dead when they heard the news. The friends of Nityananda fell on the ground, and the entire village was lifeless in grief. People assembled at the house of Hareoja and tried to revive the Pandit and his wife. But after they regained consciousness, they simply cried and called out the name of Nittai. One Brahmin anxiously asked the crowd, which direction did the sannyasi go in? He said, I will catch up with them and fall at the feet of the sannyasi. I will beg him to release Nittai. After all, he's just a young boy. He doesn't know how to cook or do other household duties. I will give the sannyasi my own son, who knows how to do these services, and then I'll bring Nityananda back. The devotees searched in all directions, but the sannyasi was not to be found. The astrologers of Ekachakra met in a solitary place and discussed a prophecy of an astrologer who had predicted that Balaram would take birth in Ekachakra. They had realized too late that the prophecy had been fulfilled when Nityananda took birth in the house of Hadai Pandit. One man said, at the time of Nityananda's birth, all misfortunes vanished. There have been no famines. The people are happy. And there's adequate rainfall. Another man said, now I understand why flowers were showered from heaven at the time of Nittai's birth. Another gentleman said, once I saw Nittai in the role of a sannyasi. He wore a saffron-colored dhoti and held a danda in one hand and a kamandalu in the other. The children were all wearing Vaishnav clothes and danced joyfully with Nittai in the center. Now Nityananda has made the play a reality. So like this, lamentation went on. The residents of Ekachakra regularly visited the house of Hadai Pandit to console him and his wife. 3 months had passed, but Hadai and Padmavati had not taken a bit of food. They had grown mad by continuous crying and calling out the name of Nityananda. Villagers would offer them food, but the thought of sustaining their lives simply increased their misery. In his madness, Hadai would call out to Nittai, requesting him to come and sit on his lap because he hadn't seen him in such a long time. Other times he would call Nittai, accompany me to the tank for a bath. Then he would call Nittai, walk in front of me as we walk in the field, inspecting the ripeness of the rice plants. Then he would call Nittai, accompany me to the market to buy new clothes and other playthings. He would call his son to come and eat the prasad of Vishnu, telling him that his mother was waiting. Or he would ask Nittai to take part in a debate on Shastra with other students of the Pandit. Occasionally he would call his wife in great excitement, come and see, Nityananda is coming down the road. The sannyasi Thakur has kindly returned their son. In this way, the parents of Nityananda passed their days until the time of their death. After their disappearance, the friends of Nityananda left Ekachakra, and the villagers also moved to other places without telling anyone where they were going. In the passing of time, Ekachakra had become simply ruins. Wow, that's amazing. So Lord Nityananda, he was 12 years old when he went with that sannyasi. And he did pilgrimage for 20 years. Yes. When he turned 16. Anyway, at some point, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And Lord Nityananda, wherever he was, he just roared in ecstasy. Then after some time, at one point in time, Lord Nityananda, after returning from, you know, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Lord Nityananda went to, well, he went with him to Katwa for the sannyas ceremony. Then he came back, and then some days later he went with Lord Chaitanya to Jagannath Puri, and he stayed there for some years. But then Lord Chaitanya ordered him to come back to Bengal to preach and start the Namahata movement. So he did that. So one time, Lord Nityananda was visiting Jamatpur. Have you been to Jamatpur? Have you been? Anyone been? Maharaj, you been to Jamatpur? You went? Oh,
No.
It's not so far from Navadvip. Katwa.
Yeah.
Just part of Katwa. Past Katwa. A most unbelievably difficult road. But anyway. So Jamatpur. And you know whose place, birthplace Jamatpur is? It is the birthplace of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was living there at that time in Jamatpur. It's this beautiful little village. Oh gosh, it's amazing. It's amazing. And his house, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's house and deities are there. And his Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. Amazing. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was in Jamatpur, and one night Lord Nityananda did not go there, excuse me, maybe he did go there sometime, but one night Lord Nityananda appeared in the dream of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And this is described towards the end or at the end of that fifth chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Such a nice description. Please bear with me for a minute or five or however many as we read this, because it's just so nice. So, in the village of Jamatpur, which is near Naihati, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisances, and he then placed his own lotus feet upon my head. Arise, get up, he told me again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. He had a glossy blackish complexion. And his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. He had beautifully formed arms and legs, and eyes like lotus flowers. He wore a silk cloth with a silk turban on his head. Incidentally, Yeah, we're in chapter 5 of Adi Leela. We started with verse 181. And now we're going to read verse 186 if you want to follow on. Verse 186. He wore golden earrings on his ears and golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets on his feet and a garland of flowers around his neck. His body was anointed with sandalwood pulp, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. His face was more beautiful than millions upon millions of moons, and his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of his chewing betel. You understand what that means? His teeth were red from chewing betel. Right. His body moved to and fro, right and left, for he was absorbed in ecstasy. He chanted, "Krishna, Krishna," in a deep voice. His red stick moving in his hand, he seemed like a maddened lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. His devotees, dressed like cowherd boys, surrounded his feet like so many bees, and also chanted, "Krishna, Krishna," absorbed in ecstatic love. Some of them played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved chamara fans about him. Thus, I saw such opulence in Lord Nityananda Swarup. His wonderful form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. O my dear Krishnadas, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. After saying this, he directed me toward Vrindavan by waving his hand. Then he disappeared with his associates. I fainted and fell to the ground. My dream broke, and when I regained consciousness, I saw that morning had come. I thought about what I had seen and heard and concluded that the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavan at once. That very second, I started for Vrindavan. And by his mercy, I reached there in great happiness. All glory to Lord Nityananda Balaram, by whose mercy I have attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. All glory to the merciful Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sanatan. By his mercy, I have attained the shelter of the great personality Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and by his mercy I have found the refuge of Sri Swarup Damodar. By the mercy of Sanatan Goswami, I have learned the final conclusions of devotional service. And by the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami, I've tasted the highest nectar of devotional service. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I've attained Sri Radha Govinda. And then I think I jump forward. I do jump forward. A whole lot of verses. So if you're following, I don't know if you're going to keep up. I think we're around verse 200. He expresses his humility. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai, and even lower than the worms in the stool. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activity. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful. Who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me. And you know who else that applies to. Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love. We're at the end of the chapter now. Because he's intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. Although I am sinful and I am the most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. So this is, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the greatest of all the biographies of Lord Chaitanya, explaining how he received the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So today is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, of course. Let us meditate during the course of the day on Lord Nityananda and his mercy. Let us meditate on the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Let us pray to Lord Nityananda on this day, his appearance day. If we pray very sincerely from the heart, to get his mercy, to become better servants of Lord Chaitanya, surely he'll be merciful. So there you go, devotees. Those are some words just to start. This evening we will gather at 5:30 right here, and we will sing Sri Nitai Padakamala, whoever wants to or is available. Nitai Padakamala, I think by the mercy of Arjuna Charya Prabhu, we've got song sheets.
Yeah.
We've got song sheets. So there'll be song sheets. We'll sing Nitai Padakamala, such a beautiful song, dedicated to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then we'll have kirtan till 6. It's basically more or less like we normally do. And then from 6, we'll have further pastimes of Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki. Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki. Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki. Sri Nityananda Trayodasi ki.
Jai.
The appearance day of Lord Nityananda ki.
Jai.
Gopremanande.
Jai.